So today we will be engaging with metta for the difficult one, and we will have other practices, other categories before we get to the difficult one, so that we can warm up the heart. Easy to have aversion for the difficult one. And so we'll do our best to come into a place of goodwill. And so taking a bit of time to engage with our postures of equanimity, grounded, balanced, courageous poise, big view, perspective. So really grounding into the sitting posture through bottom, legs, feet, hands. Feel the sensations there. Take care of a sense of balance, left, right, front, back. You might need to sway a little. Feel into balance with the sitting or the standing. Roll your shoulders up, back, and down a few times. One last time. Letting the shoulder blades gently rest. The ribs to rest against the shoulder blades. With a nice, straight, strong back and a gentle lift created to the chest. Strong back, soft front may give you a feeling of courageous poise. All the while, we're still grounded and balanced. And checking head and neck, also nicely balanced. With the eyes, whether open or closed, having them kind of neutral, looking straight out as if at a big view. Cultivate a bodily sense of perspective. And breathing into this posture with a friendly awareness. And just practicing here with body, with breathing, for the first few minutes with this friendly awareness. This body in this posture is home. Place to return to at any point if the practice feels difficult, too difficult, overwhelming. Just come back here, feel into it. Possibly add in at any point hand to the heart or any other soothing touch spot. Adding that in at any point in the practice. And remembering that our metta practice is about cultivating goodwill, and in so doing, really taking care of our hearts and minds. That we live in ways we would like, inwardly and outwardly. And so, that we do not get lost in aversion and ill will, we engage these practices. And let's begin now with offering phrases for an easy one, for one who makes you smile, holding this being in mind, whomever it may be. Having your own phrases at the ready. Or the phrases from Boundless Heart, which are simply safe and well, peaceful, ease and kindness. And I'll just offer you, as we go into this, the phrases that you're used to hearing from me. And so with this easy one held in mind, some sense of perhaps appreciation, offering this one all the while we still feel that posture, grounded, balanced, courageous poise, big view. Offering the easy one, may you be safe. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Safe. May you be healthy. Healthy and strong in your body, healthy. Feeling the body, feeling the breathing. May you be happy, peaceful, happy and free in heart and mind, happy. And may you live with ease, joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. And so in the silence, practicing with these phrases or ones of your choosing. Take a half a minute more for the easy one. And as you're ready, offer the phrases for yourself or yourself along with the easy one, whatever feels easy, nourishing, heart opening, stabilizing, holding yourself in mind as you are now or as perhaps a wee child, safe, healthy, happy, ease. Or your own phrases or boundless heart phrases. Take a half a minute more for that. Remembering to stabilize in the posture, grounded, balanced. Poise, courageous poise, big view. And warming up the heart further by engaging with metta for a benefactor, metta for a friend, ones where there's ease in the offerings. So taking a few minutes with these categories, working at your own pace, noticing how attention wanders, so keep it simple, grounded. Practicing with your own phrases, the ones I've been offering, boundless heart, whatever you need. friend, benefactor, both. Taking a half a minute more for that. And now, as you feel ready and able, and only if you feel the heart sufficiently resonating with friendliness, goodwill, engage with metta for a slightly difficult one, perhaps simply a bit annoying or unpleasant. Do not take on your arch enemy, or where there's profound anger and hurt or fear. We have to work at this stepwise so that we don't overwhelm our own hearts and ricochet back into aversion and ill will. So choosing someone that feels that it feels possible, where there is a sense, yes, I'd like to let go of this ill will, these opinions, these views about this one, this irritation, for my own sake at least, remembering to feel body nicely grounded and balanced. Strong back, soft front with courageous poise. And head nicely balanced, eyes outward, big view over time and space. And as best you can, from this very grounded place, offering metta for the slightly difficult one. your own phrases or the ones we've been working with that I've offered. At any point, if it feels too much, ground again, hand to the heart or elsewhere. Offer yourself some compassion for how difficult it is. Offering the phrases as you're ready and able. Taking another half minute for the difficult one. Being aware of how this is sitting with you in body, mind, and heart. Taking good care of the body, grounded, balanced, courageous poise, big view. Add in soothing touch if you like. And come back to yourself, offering metta to yourself, whatever phrases you need to hear right now, possibly tagging on to them in the midst of this, to any of the phrases. taking a half a minute more for metta for ourselves. Feeling into body and breathing, grounded, balanced, courageous poise, big view. Letting body, heart, mind settle. Metta for the difficult one, inherently challenging, as it's suggesting, asking us to let go of all the opinions and views and grudges that keep us separate from each other, that close our hearts from ourselves and from one another. And E.E. Cummings, I think, expresses this quite lovely in his poem. I think it's called Let It Go. It, as far as I know, it's untitled, but that's the opening line. Let it go. The smashed word broken open vow or the oath cracked lengthwise. Let it go. It was sworn to go. Let them go, the truthful liars and the false fair friends, and the boths and neithers. You must let them go, they were born to go. Let all go, the big, small, middling, tall, bigger, really the biggest, and all things. Let all go, dear. So comes love. So comes love. Let it go. The smashed word broken. Open vow or the oath cracked lengthwise. Let it go. It was sworn to go. Let them go, the truthful liars and the false fair friends, and the boths and neithers. You must let them go, they were born to go. Let all go, the big, small, middling, tall, bigger, really the biggest and all things. Let all go, dear. So comes love. So comes love.